time with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cash bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome too. When you're done 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed, turn that TV up quick, hit the radio instead. For that number one blog talk, G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them car talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the bill when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it now. That's
Yo, what's happening, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cass, chilling with my man, Father Time. What's good with your timer?
What's cracking, Doc?
Y'all know what we doing, network politicking like we always do about this time. Slick Mick, big boy, what's happening? Oh, boy. All
right, man, before we get started, man, I want to give a special fuck you to gunbroker.com. Yeah, y'all fucked me out of my motherfucking bid today. Gunbroker.com. That's where I go and get all my ammunition from.
Okay.
And I went in the bid, right? It's a minute left in the bid. I'm bidding on 500 rounds of 22s, right?
Okay.
And just as I'm about to win the bid, the motherfuckers come out with a 15-minute rule. So now they add an extra 15 minutes, and then the motherfucker outbid me. That's some bullshit, man. Bullshit. Fuck y'all on that, y'all. Fuck me out of those 500 rounds. Fuck that.
They really didn't want you on that there, huh? Rule.
Man, I ain't won a bid yet, man.
Well, did they tell you that before you went on?
Yeah, they did, man. But I'm saying fuck you anyway.
Oh, shit, you knew the rule.
Yeah, I knew the rule, but still, I had that motherfucker, man. 500 rounds, man. It was only $70. $70 for 500 rounds.
So why you didn't go higher?
Because they pissed me off, man. Pissed me the fuck off. Fuck.
So in hindsight, you fucked yourself because you wouldn't go higher?
Yeah, I could have went higher, but I was a little upset. I had that motherfucker won, dog, all the way to the end. And then it said 15 minutes. They added 15 more minutes.
But
like,
you
man,
knew
some
they
bullshit, man.
All right, so let me get this right.
Yeah, I knew they was going to do it, but still. It's principles, principalities of the thing.
That don't make no sense, dog. You knew they was going to do it. So why? Okay. Yeah.
I didn't expect the motherfucker to outbid me, man. I was winning the motherfucker for the last 30 minutes. Nobody bid it for the last 30 minutes. Then at the last fucking minute of the motherfucking bid, now you want to bid at the last fucking minute?
Yeah, I would. That's what I would do. That way, that would ensure that I got a good chance of winning. Now I see ain't nobody else going forward. Yeah, I'm going to wait till the last minute to place my bid. I mean, that's just what I would do.
Yeah, I can see it after the 15-minute rule. This is before the 15-minute rule. I'm counting the clock down, 30, 29, 28. And then as soon as the 15-minute rule come in, now you want to bid? Fuck you. Driving up the price. You ain't going to get me, man. That's a motherfucker driving up the price. Hey, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. And we'll bring you in. Let your voice be heard. All right, that's my little rant for the day, man.
Okay.
I did pick up a nice Ruger, though. A nice little Ruger. I could deal, so.
No harm, no foul there.
It was
all right. You got something out the deal.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, check this out, y'all.
Let me make one more announcement, man. All right, this goes for anybody in Minneapolis, St. Paul area that can hear my voice. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting a program together. And it's strictly for the kids. What's up, Janine?
Hello.
I'm putting a program together. Well, I'm bringing in all the kids from age 11 to 18. I'm offering them a free gun safety class. All right? I'm going to do it on every Saturday. Completely free. I'm teaching all the kids gun safety. Using a real gun. Anybody in Minneapolis, St. Paul, go on my Facebook page, Rodney Father Time Bell, hit me up. You want your kids to learn anything about gun safety. And it's completely free. And I will also let your child actually shoot a gun if you give permission at the range. All right, that's my announcement. You laughing at, man?
Janine, he asked you a question. What you laughing at?
No, he asked you.
Why you laughing, man? That's serious, dude.
I get it. I understand, man, but I don't know if that's a good idea.
Teaching gun safety to kids?
I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from.
You got rocket launchers too.
Right, because these motherfuckers go. Them motherfuckers will come in there with guns bigger than yours. What's that, Denise?
Oh. Oh.
That's the wrong attitude.
So you really thinking that these little kids don't have them?
That's the whole purpose. If you got them, you might as well learn how to use them safely.
I'm sure the parents, if they're, you know, those type of parents, they don't even know their kids got guns, and the parents that, you know, with the kids that don't have guns ain't going to bring their kids to get no gun class, to no gun class. That's just not going to happen. Unless the kids come themselves without their parents knowing, that's one thing.
No, you can't come in without your parents. You have to have a parent present.
That's what I assumed that was the case. But
my thing is, look, our kids are already introduced to guns at early age. Already.
Right.
8, 9, 10, 11 years old. They know somebody that's got a gun. They might have a gun. So if you are at that age carrying a gun, it's completely wrong. But you got to learn the safety. I want to teach the kids.
I understand what you're saying.
If you walk
it
down the street and you see a gun on the ground, what do? Most kids' first reaction is what? Pick it up. My whole purpose is no, you don't pick it up. You don't touch it. You know what I'm saying? And how many times have we heard about dad accidentally leaving his gun sitting out, little Junior get the gun and shoot his sister? We hear about that type of shit all the time.
Okay. The father needs to learn gun safety if you're going to leave his fucking gun right there for his kid to pick up. But I understand what you're saying, but okay. Here's my thing, and I'm asking you this. Excuse me. Could that be a double-edged sword where you teaching them how to use a gun, they go out and they do a crime, and then they say, well, you know, Father Time the one showed me how to do it.
No, see, that's I'm not teaching them how to use a gun. I'm teaching them gun safety. It's a totally, this is a big difference. If you one of those people
okay.
that don't want your child to shoot a gun, then your child don't have to shoot a gun, but your child will know safety behind that gun. He would know the four universal safety rules. He would know that.
Okay.
He would know, well, if I pull this trigger, it might change my whole entire life.
So,
he will
in other
know
words,
that.
You're trying to,
or she.
Well, okay, well, before you get all attitude-ish, so I'm thinking that maybe you wording this wrong, maybe like gun prevention more than gun safety, because if you're teaching them to stay away from guns, I mean, okay, I get what you're saying. But if you're teaching them the proper way to break this gun down and this, that, and other, all that comes along with shooting the gun. Like you said, you're going to take them into a shooting range with the permission of their parents and show them how to properly shoot a gun. Did you just not say that?
I did.
Okay, so I'm saying, now, something happens and this underage kid says, well, Father Time showed me how to shoot this gun. I mean, I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying, that you got to, you know, I mean, this could be a double-edged sword for you.
It could be, but at the same time, what we as a people don't fail to realize is not bringing race into this. White folks do it every day.
And I totally understand you. And I get it. And I mean,
our kids, all we know is this point and pray. All
right, man. Good luck with it.
For them, I'm saying, why is it okay for them to put a class together? But when we do it,
all I'm saying is, dog, because if you really want to get technical about it, dog, I'm really wishing you the best of luck on this. But you also got to realize that you're in an urban community that's around nothing but violence, all type of shit. That these kids, I mean, you got to make sure you got the right kids. You could be teaching the next motherfucking serial fucking killer for all you know. This is all I'm saying is that you're going to have to be very, very cautious about that. And all I'm just trying to say that this could be a double-edged sword for you. I don't want to see you get fucked over because of the simple fact that I know that shit would eat that shit would tug at the motherfucking strings of your heart if you found out that, okay, I showed this little dude how to do this, that, and other, and he went and robbed the bank and shot six people.
I understand what you're saying. That's why I carry insurance, too. Instructor insurance, too, to cover me.
I'm not saying that you would be in trouble. I'm just saying mentally. That would pull on you. The insurance ain't going to stop it from making you feel like shit.
That's true, but at the same time, if you catch them early, if you teach them to be responsible, man, they might just be responsible. That's all.
Good luck, brother. Good luck.
So once again, Minneapolis, St. Paul, get at. Somebody got to teach our kids the right way. Got that? I think I'm the right person for the job.
I need a pension.
Do you feel like you're giving them permission to go have sex? If you're telling them, okay, this is how you do this with sex, this is how you do this and that, this is how you suck the dick and
you know, but, you know, I want to make sure you put a condom on and shit like that and stuff like that. Are you giving them permission to go off and do it?
I don't think a parent is giving them permission. They just showing them the safe way to do it. But
and
you got to tell them.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, as a kid, you do know, like, if, I mean, I never was taught that. I never had the birds and bees talk with nobody, so I pretty much learned from porno and whatever. But as a kid, yeah, I would think, like, if you did come, now when my dad finally did tell me, I felt like, all right, now I got the green light to do it. So, I mean, all I'm saying is, like, with that, all I'm saying is be careful because, like Jadine just said, like, with that, it's like, okay, you know, I can go grab my dad's gun now because I know how to handle a gun now.
That's true, but at the same time, I'm teaching you the legal aspects, too. I'm not just teaching you gun safety. I'm teaching you what's going to happen to you if you pull that trigger. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What happens if you pull that trigger? You may know how to handle a gun, but are you prepared for the consequences if you use it? And you're not old enough to have one. So that's a charge right there. That's your first charge. First mistake is having a gun when you're not supposed to have it. Mistake number one. And then what happens when you pull that trigger? Are you prepared for the consequences? And I'm going to make sure that they know what those consequences are.
Okay, and I understand that. But then at the same time that you're saying this, you're saying if I bring my child in there, if I bring my daughter in there, you're going to show them all these consequences, and you're going to let them know, but then you're also going to put a gun in their hand and let them shoot.
That's only if the parent gives
that permission. Right. If you give me permission
to have your child fire a weapon, then I will show your child how to fire a weapon.
Okay.
And I don't see nothing wrong with teaching your kid how to shoot. No. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
All right, brother. I mean, like I said, good luck with it.
I'm going to make it happen. Somebody need to teach you how to do it the right way.
Why not? All right, well, anyway, moving on. Was you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Check this out, y'all. Speaking of parenting and all this, I seen a video on Facebook I posted, and I believe that they said that the lady caught a lot of flack. I don't know if she got any you know, trouble about it, but I think she caught a lot of flack from the video, I mean, for what she did. But ladies, gentlemen, I'm gonna play this video real quick, and I want y'all, you know, y'all look how y'all feel. Y'all feel like she was wrong or right? Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let's go.
They should have checked to make sure their mama wasn't in there. if you doing all that, you should have already known better. You do that when your mama gone to work or something.
Oh,
okay, now
hold
you just
on,
trying to show out in front of your friends. You just trying to show out in front of your friends, that.
Oh, wait a minute, Denise. Denise wants me to replay the video, so I'm going to replay it one more time. All right, Denise, you paying attention.
Okay.
Here we go.
If you
man, that last backhand was a motherfucker, wasn't it? She came with that. Hey, you know they come with a thunder when they come with that backhand. That backhand was a motherfucker. Now, me personally, I feel like, hey, shit, what she do wrong?
First of all, her first thing to be wrong is she knocked on the door. I would have just came busting in. What you knocking on the door for? And you about to whoop her ass.
Maybe she wants the element of surprise.
Can I come in and whoop your ass? Shit.
Maybe she wants the element of surprise. I don't know. Now, Simon, I seen your sister got on there, and she's like, that would have been your mom all day.
It would have been. She wouldn't have knocked, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Where did that come from?
Well, maybe they had the door locked.
Knocked at all.
I'm thinking they might have had the door locked.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She probably just didn't want to break the hinges on the door, so that's why she knocked on the door.
Well, that's their first mistake. Because if you got the door locked, you definitely doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. Otherwise, why the fuck is my door locked? I wish I would lock the door in my mama's house.
I hated that too, man. I hated that. You weren't allowed to lock no fucking doors. Like, I want to chill. You know, I wasn't doing nothing. Shit. I'm a person that likes privacy.
I know y'all.
Fucking doors.
I know a lot of y'all boys got caught jacking off. Hands never knocked. They just
That's
came in and y'all got caught with your hands down, your pants and shit.
Nope.
You know what?
I ain't never got caught.
I'm not
oh, Father Chad, you never got caught. You never got caught.
I ain't never got caught. I went to sleep.
You know
in
what?
The bathroom, nah. You cut the little faucet off. Making that little noise. That ass. Because anybody got to come to the bathroom, they got to knock on the door because they hear the water running.
I'm saying that boy took more showers than anybody I ever met.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I think, like, you know, I seen a lot of people, you know, a lot of people like that's what the fuck they get. I see a lot of people like, well, damn, that was a form of, you know, that was abuse. Wasn't abuse when we was growing up. That was just, you just got an ass whooping for doing something you ain't had no business doing.
That was a regular ass whooping.
It didn't look bad
to
me. Right. I think they got off easy. Now, she did say go get that belt, so maybe she was starting. She was going to do part two of the ass whooping. They just didn't film that. But they looked like they got off pretty fucking easy.
I thought they did. That wasn't child abuse.
Man, I can sit there and see.
In my book, this is a regular ass whooping.
We grew up in the era where, shit, it didn't matter where the fuck the belt landed.
Or the broom, or the stitching cord, or whatever
right.
The closest thing she can grab. We were fucking abused.
Nah, Denise. I couldn't get nobody to play the game this weekend. Everybody that said that they was going to play bagged out at the last minute. So, I mean, you know, we still got the cards here. I mean, if anybody want to call in and play, they born and welcome. But, you know, I tried to, you know, get people, everybody, when I reached out to them, everybody, oh, that's okay, I ain't going to play now. You know, motherfuckers got scared. It'd be all right, though. I'm trying to see why motherfuckers don't want to play a game they get $300 for doing something that they sitting there doing any damn way. But, hey. All right, y'all. I got another one for us, so. I think this is more, I'm gonna aim this one more towards, okay, well, Denise, whenever you're ready to play, hit me back up, and we definitely get you on now. I mean, because you ain't got no points. Anna got one, you got zero. So, all right, y'all, check this out. We got another video up here. I want to get y'all feelings on it, you know. As a man, if I walked in and seen my son with this, big boy said she was popping the shit out their ass. Yeah, she was. But check this one out. I want to see what y'all think about this.
Who the fuck gave you that? Why the fuck? Let me hold it to the camera. Let me see what the fuck that is.
It's a
sword. You damn sure right in the sword. This going on raw style. You gonna hit raw style, Ivan.
It's a what?
Gun.
Oh, God. I don't know what. Who you gonna kill with that? Who you gonna kill with that?
Say Fortnite.
Fortnite? Well, show Fortnite who the fuck to play with.
Man, you know how bad I'd be if I seen that and that was my son. I would be highly pissed. I don't care who whoever filmed it and posted that with my son. I would have been hot. I'd have been mad. Okay, we got. Denise said they laughing and joking. I don't think it's funny. I'd have been hot. I'd have been pissed the fuck off. I'm not going to lie to y'all and say that I didn't laugh when I watched the video at first. But I'm just saying, if it was my kid, I would have been hot. I would have been pissed the fuck off. Janine, you looking up and you see this video of your son playing with this big-ass vibrator, and he put it on his lips. Well, now, he did say his mama gave it to him, though.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have gave my child nothing like that. Now, if you in my shit, fuck around in my shit, then you got what you deserve. And did we as parents, you know, do that to our kids? Like, had them, come get these towels out the road. And y'all know them towels be the cum towels. We the wipe all the cum over.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. don't make the baby get the cum towel. Make the baby get the skeet towel.
Y'all ain't never, I be hearing a lot of people doing that. I be like, why is we got these kids for here coming to get these cum towels?
That's fucked up. Who would send that baby to get the ski towel?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's kind of nasty. But when she said the mama gave it to her, that's just like when we was little. Remember they used to have those, like, those little douche things that women use, them big long-ass motherfuckers that hang off the shower rod?
That big red one.
As soon as you get caught. Like a... Yeah. you know, you fill it up with water and the water come out through the holes on the side and shit.
We used to play with them in the tub.
Right.
Remember, they used to hang them in the
car.
They just leave them up there.
Put that motherfucking damn thing down. That's the first thing they say. Why the fuck are you playing
right.
with that? Nowadays, they giving their kids dildos to play with. That don't make no sense to me.
Man, G.I. Joe, hey, G.I. Joe, the Super Friends, everybody that got drowned in that damn thing. Here come the monster, the water monster. What the fuck? Put that shit back. You left it right here. What the fuck I'm supposed to do?
Right.
Shit, I didn't know what it was.
Right. So you, as a kid, you play with it, but soon as you get caught playing with it, that's your ass.
And you didn't try to hide it because you didn't know what it. You just thought it was some big rubber thing that you fuck it. Well, I ought to go in it.
Right.
That's, I mean, to give your kid a dildo, and then they wrong for recording that shit in the first place. They should have never recorded that shit in the first place.
Like I said, I'd have seen that, man, and 9 times out of 10, whoever it is, they know who voice that is. We were going to have a fight. We were going to have to fight. Like, really, you just get... Because now you got motherfuckers like me. I reposted it. Hey, stop. Shit, that motherfucker went viral when I reposted it. So I ain't shit, so fuck it.
Well, I had an issue with that. And his mom, because you gave it to him. Because he ain't going to lie on you. He ain't going to lie. Where you get that from, mama? That ain't no lie, that's the truth.
Well, technically... He could have just, when he said mama, like Janine said, he could have went in the room, went in our shit. You know, it looked like a little gun to him. Probably light up and everything. Shit, hey, what is
this? Yeah, well, as
shit.
A father, I ain't believing that story. As a father, you gave it to him. That's all I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. we going to be, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a real problem after that. I'm not going to even lie to you. All right, y'all. We'll check this one out. This one, I just want to have fun. I'm going to have fun with this one. I want to know, Janae, if you're the woman, what's the first thing you going to say? And women, y'all, and whatever, the first thing as a woman, what y'all going to say? As a man. First thing you going to say, you see it.
All right, Janine. Oh, I guess you're not the father.
I mean, sadly mistaken.
Because women always try to act like they just know. If you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? If you know that was the only motherfucker you was fucking around with, you know who the five is. But shit, if it was one of them times where you fucked around with a couple of people, shit, you don't be knowing. I don't know why. Women try to make it seem like, I know who my baby daddy is. You know damn well if you fuck around with a couple people, you don't know who the father is. You just don't. And sometimes you don't know the baby born still.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to play this one more time. Look at his face.
You want child support, get it out your ass, bitch. You want child support, get it out your ass, bitch. You want child support, get it out your ass, bitch. You want child support, get it out.
Man, did y'all see? He began with a smirk. All smiles
right.
Just turned to total just disarray. What the fuck just happened? Seriously. Like, nah. You could not. Duh. All right, man. You in the room.
Father Tag, they going to have to call security on Father Tag.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Look. I already see it on his face.
To me,
my first response would be like, what the fuck? That would probably be my first thing I said, well, what the fuck? And then it dawned on me. Motherfuck.
Boo. I honestly, and I'm not saying this to be trying to brag or nothing like this or, you know, trying to say, and I probably will regret it later, but my initial thought is I'm finna fuck her up. Now, I'm probably wrong for doing it, but they gonna have to catch me because I might throw that one punch. She might get hit once, and I ain't talking about no open hand slap. Hey, I might cock back on that one. Push, push, push. And this motherfucker come out looking like the fucking janitor? Oh, no. Come on.
She had a lot of confidence.
Right. Let me.
If there was a chance that baby could be black, that motherfucker wouldn't even be in the room. So she had a lot of confidence.
Exactly. Now, Denise said that's all men. All right, I'm like I said, I'm not bragging saying that, you know, yeah. I probably would lose it. Look here. That got to be like some of the craziest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there, push, baby. Push, push, push. And she got you in there? Man, see, that'd be that bullshit right there.
I tell you what, man, it'd be one of those cases, you know, you got all your boys outside the room and shit, everybody waiting.
I was thinking opposite.
It'd be one of those cases where motherfucker run past you, everybody get up and start running. I done done some shit, so I'm running.
Nah, daddy, hey.
Y'all why we running?
Well, look here. I'm gonna tell you like this. Y'all might be sitting there, and you know, with the cigars and shit. Y'all hear that security, come to this room. Y'all know I'm in that room. Hey, have my back, man. Have my back, cause I'm trying to get the fuck out. I done fucked up in that room. Well, okay, Denise said she probably was lost in shock herself. Nah, like Denise said, if you got a motherfucking inkling, this might not be his. See, we could go all the way. We could go back. shit, Denise say shit. Denise say, wait a minute, hold on. I'm fucking up here. Okay, am I freezing? Okay, I guess I'm freezing up for a minute. All right, Denise said, damn. I guess her first thought is, damn, I'm caught.
Right.
How? Man, look. See, that's that type of shit that we was talking about a couple of weeks back with old boy. How he was like, how he said he, you know, he went all the way to the fucking date. And shit. Soon as he went to the date, he go up there and they wouldn't even let him in the back room.
Oh, we got a new caller. Carlos Avenue, who this?
Savage, Mr. Charlie, what's up, bro?
Damn, Savage, dog. I went there for a minute. Charlie, what's happening?
What's up with it, man?
Man, I was just sitting there. Damn, man. I was playing some shit. All right, man, you just came in, so I'm going to try to find it back again.
I've been on, man. I'm just off this medication. It was hard for me to find the one button.
Oh, shit. Well, you wasn't watching it, though. You can't see the video.
No, man. I'm on the line.
Oh, okay. All right, man. Well, Mr. Charlie, you get a let me explain it to you. You're in the room, having a baby, in the room. Baby come out, I guess in your case, the baby come out Caucasian.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you want to know what I'm going to do?
I was Chinese, Caucasian. As a matter of fact, I just said the baby came out Chinese.
Yeah. Like, shit, you know, like right now what I do, I just do it, but, you know, the old me, I just try to stick that motherfucker back up a pussy, you see what I'm saying?
God damn. Yeah, they definitely call security on his ass.
Hey, I said the old me, man. I wouldn't do that nowadays. I just leave it alone. That's it. You know?
Well, technically, if you black and your baby come out white, you really can't accuse her of nothing yet because some black babies
right,
come out white.
You really crazy. You really fucking crazy.
That's why I said Chinese, though. I changed it to Chinese because I say, babies do come out light skin. You do get some babies to come out light skin.
Yeah, light skin and Caucasian is two different things.
Yeah, because them blue eyes and shit come out, it's going to be a problem. That blonde hair, blue eyes, straight blonde hair, and those old royal blue eyes. Oh, yeah.
But you don't know if I might have those traits that run in my family, though.
You better hurry up and tell me.
Hey, I don't give a fuck if you do or not. You definitely will have some foot running in your ass that night.
Just say, damn, your traits is running in your family. You have some foot running in your ass. I'm gone at that point. I'm dead ass, y'all. All right, man. Check it out, y'all. I got one more I want to show you. I got one more. This one here, here's the thing. Now, before y'all get to saying, dude, ain't shit, let me give you the scenario. I couldn't put the whole thing on there, so I just gave you the snippet of what happened. She found his car. They had an argument. They've been going back and forth. So she starts stabbing his tires. She had stabbed all four of his tires. Stabbed all four of his tires, then started keying the car when somebody ran and got him. And this is what happened.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to take it back.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, shit. Yo, come on.
All right.
Now, what happened, Matthew, for the people that can't see?
He bust out every window in our car. Sunroof. He jumped on top of the car, smashed the front window, jumped through the sunroof, came out the sunroof, and smashed the back window, too.
Change ain't never no lobby.
She ain't even trained right. Who trained you? You don't come in your car to go fuck up somebody else's car.
Right.
Nah, it's a no-go. What you mean it's a no-go? She's, like I said, I couldn't put the whole video on there, but she smashed his shit up first. She cut his tires. And if you've seen in the video, she was you seen her poking the last tire. So, I mean, shit. Tavon, what you think?
I think he was right there at the thing he did. She started it. He didn't do shit to her car. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He should have got the side windows too. Fuck it, break it off.
But he caught. Hey, well, the D said eye for an eye also, so. I get you. I'm with it. I'm like, fuck it. I mean, shit. You sat down there and you did this shit. I mean, I caught you fucking with my car. Come on, man.
Red-handed.
Caught you fucking with my car.
He ran right past her ass. She couldn't even react quick enough. By the time she turned around, he was already at the windshield.
Right. When he went through that sunroof, though, and popped out that motherfucker. Like, hey, he popped straight the fuck out of there.
To the back window.
Man, you know what? On her way home, I wonder how was she feeling. Like, was this shit really worth it?
She was riding with the tow truck driver number one, because she definitely wasn't driving that motherfucker. She couldn't see shit out that window.
See, hey, she's like Ace Ventura, driving that motherfucker, hey, driving with her head out the window.
Yeah, she didn't react quick enough.
You say she didn't react quick enough?
I think she did. He just ran past too quick.
All right, Janae, I got to know what you mean. What do you mean she didn't react quick enough?
She didn't react quick enough. First of all, you should have been looking around. You don't know nothing. She know nothing. Now you just out in the open, just cutting paths and shit. You ain't looking around with your surroundings or nothing.
She was too busy doing what she was doing. She was keying
so
his
still,
shit. That's
so
why
you still supposed to look around and know your surroundings. You know you supposed to look and see what's going on around. And then, first of all, the first time he jumped on my car, I would have been in the car, and I would have ran that motherfucker over. That time he jumped into that sunroof, I would have been already in the car.
Okay. Nah, well, look at and the women taking a look. Look, Denise didn't have a lookout enough.
Right. Supposed to go with the girl, and she's looking out for you. Yes, and she did it all wrong.
Man. Yeah, all right. Like you said, got shot.
I covered that like
that
a for your ass.
Well, and yeah, you, that's what you better do, because if you let, you in broad daylight trying to show out, shit,
right.
And here's the thing about it. It's, he might get the destruction of property, but he's not going to get no assault charge because he didn't touch her.
Right.
Well, she should get a charge, too.
That's what I said, but so can she. So.
Oh, well, I definitely agree.
She first.
Yeah, she did. She definitely did.
And why do women think that's the best way to get a man back to fuck with his car?
That's what y'all, a lot of men value.
See?
Know
you know what? But
they're trying to fuck with what they feel like y'all value most.
Here's the thing. You're right. A lot of men do value their car. I'm not going to say, I mean, cars come and go to me. I've had plenty of them. I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't be mad if you fucked up my shit, but that wouldn't be the end of my world. But I didn't see motherfuckers just like, man, I got a cousin had his Suburban was on point, dog. Banging. Rims, sounds, paint job, boy. Man, his wife took a key to that motherfucker and did something awful to that goddamn truck. Something awful. And then cut the tires, and when a motherfucker, the neighbor looked out and was like, hey, what you doing? Pointed the knife at him and told him, bitch, mind your business. Get back in the house or you get cut, too. God damn.
Well, people always ask why we do what we do. Why people do? Why do anybody do what they do? Why do men do what they do? Why do women do it? We could go all day back and forth.
Okay, so well, I guess let me ask: do y'all feel that equates to the same thing?
It don't equate, but sometimes we can't we not going to do the same thing y'all do. And we know we can't fight y'all and beat y'all heads up. So we have to go about it a different way.
Oh, man. Well, at least you honest enough to admit. At least she's honest enough to admit that, hey, I can't whoop him heads up. Here goes Denise talking about it helps. What helps? See, this is why we need y'all to call the show. It helps. What the fuck? What helps? What does this help?
It helps ease all that pain y'all done gave us.
Do you know
what
pain you gonna be in when I catch you?
What you say?
But you know what? And here's the fucked up part. Here's the crazy part about all that is that it's like the more, and fellas, yeah, y'all gotta agree with me. It's like the more fucked up things they do to you, the more you fuck around and be like, she cool. Like,
right.
She just shot at you. You just got stabbed
right.
Three times. Oh, shit, she didn't make it. She cool, man.
That bitch love me.
Yeah.
That bitch really showed me how much she loved me.
All right. I mean, all right, we make jokes about it, and, you know, this is one of Thomas' favorite jokes about me getting hit in the head with the vase. All right. Now, a motherfucker in his right mind would have been like, this bitch just gave me a concussion. I need to go. I need to get the fuck away from her. I move back in after I got hit with the fucking vase.
It's called love. Love is your mother.
Right.
Love makes you do some shit.
That's what y'all like. That's what y'all being
nah,
like.
No, I mean, we're not going to say that.
No,
that's the case.
That's what y'all like. Most men like
it. Women
y'all
do it
don't want to admit it.
Hold on. Stop. Before you even go there. Because women do it, too. This motherfucker can pounce on her motherfucking head. Oh, we going to the motherfucking Bahamas and watch the sunset as soon as my left eye open. Shit, women do it all the time.
Yeah, some women
okay,
do.
See,
but
right, I'm just saying,
you
can't. Right? Okay, you can't just say okay. We're not talking specifics. We just talking in general.
But I'm saying it's more men that do that than women. We ain't just liking to get beat up. We just it ain't no. Now, there's some women out there that, you know, that stay and take it. I'm not saying they don't, but I'm not saying they like it. I'm like, oh, my God, I just really love you and shit like that.
What's
they
that,
tolerate
you know
that
what?
Shit or they scared or, you know, it's a many other different reasons.
Well, I've heard women, wait a minute. Let's see, Denise said, two almond joys to the tank and that vehicle eventually never ran again. God damn. Damn, motherfucker. Girl, Denise say, yep, it's that wet. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Say, oh, yeah. Okay, you said it right. Y'all love bring out the crazy in us. All right. Okay. Markeisha, Miss Smith, she talking about y'all love. Okay. Well, shit. Does that go both ways? That y'all love bring the craziness out of us? Cause I mean, we can be calm and cool, but then if we love a motherfucker, shit, you know, you might do like Father Time, pull up at the motherfucking club with your motherfucking flip flops on and your basketball shorts. Hey, come here, can I talk to you for a second? Now everybody want to say he's the craziest motherfucker alive.
I've never done that for the record.
Everybody got a little crazy in them. I don't think it ain't nothing wrong with being a little crazy for the person you love, but I think they learn not to go so far. That's all. Sometimes, and that's both sides. Sometimes you just go too far.
Okay, long as you agree that it goes both ways.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Like when that motherfucker tried to shoot me, I was just like, God damn.
I tried to shoot you. Hold on, man. Shit.
I'm not going to be with no motherfucker that took a shot at me. I'm just, that's it. That's the end of the relationship.
Oh, that went too far. That went too far.
Yeah, that was a little too far. That was a little too far.
You just said
she must got that sloppy.
And that motherfucker was like, girl, you know I wasn't going to try. You know I wasn't going to shoot you for real. Nigga, you shot the gun. It ain't like you just pulled the gun out or nothing like that. You was actually shooting the gun. Like, how I'm supposed to know you wasn't you really going to shoot me?
Alright, now, Denise said, what y'all do as women, I guess, is fuck it up, then turn around and help us get the shit fixed. I've seen women do that before.
Oh, you talking about like when we fuck shit up, yeah.
Yeah, y'all done tow the car up, now y'all.
Here go the car, here go the money. How much it costs to get the windows put back in you?
Well, that go both ways too. Y'all bust the TV and shit.
Yeah. Damn. As much as I want to disagree with you, I gotta give you that one. Cause I done broke plenty of shit in my day. And like, I gotta pay for this shit. God damn, I gotta buy another one.
I never did that type of shit. Only thing I broke was a joystick. I ain't never broke no TVs or pushing no holes in the wall. I ain't never did that type of shit.
I've done it all. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to even sit up here and fake.
I kicked a motherfucking hole in the TV. I done bust walls with fucking glass and shit like that. I done did all that.
As long as you got some new shit, you gonna replace it.
Well, I guess we got the reason why they help us fix it. Denise said shit, we be wanting to ride too. Especially if the motherfucking car look good, y'all to tow that motherfucker up. Yeah. Ooh, that car looked good. Now you sitting there talking, it did look good though. Yeah. I'm gonna take it up there and let them vacuum it out. Vacuum it out.
Well, I've been lucky, man. I've never had no woman tear up my. I mean, I had a chick bust out my fucking windows in my apartment. But I ain't never had nobody fuck with my car and shit like that.
Wait. Stop. Bring it back.
Yeah, that mean you ain't dicking them bitches down.
That mean I ain't fucking with none of them crazy motherfuckers.
Well, somebody earlier said that good dick turn is that hey it makes them go crazy.
So what did he do? He said he bust the windows out of your apartment?
Right. I mean, he said that so smooth, like that was nothing. Well, I ain't had nothing but somebody bust windows out of my apartment. That's kind of a big deal.
Well, I mean, I
was
fucking with your boy, Tyrone.
Now, that was your boy.
Not Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone, man. Fucking Tyrone. He was messing around with this girl. And that's when I was selling weed. I sold her some weed. And, you know, she was giving me the rhythm, right? So I called him. I said, hey, man, I forgot what her name was. But I'm like, you know, what's up? You mind? You ain't tripping? He was like, no, go ahead. So I did. So he went over to the chick house and cussed her out. Came back to the crib, ain't told me nothing. And she showed up at the crib and busted out all the windows. Broad daylight. Broad daylight.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure we got this story straight. You was serving her. And I guess you found her to be attractive, so it was his girl?
No, he was just messing around with her. I didn't even look.
I mean,
he was fucking her.
Okay, he was fucking her. you seen her. You asked him, can you fuck her? He said, yeah. She let you fuck her. Then he goes back and cusses her the fuck out.
Exactly. That's exactly how it went.
Somebody,
that's just as bad as the time. That's as bad as the time when you hooked me up with this girl while he was there. And he was peeking through the door watching me fuck her. Then when the man sucked his pussy when I left out.
don't put me in that shit, man. I had nothing to do with that. That's between you and
Kevin.
That's
how I met her. That's how I met her through you. You called on the phone.
She just came up.
Put
she
on
came
the phone.
Over to the crib.
Yeah,
he
we had a conversation. Yeah, he was here. Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
He was peeking through the door. The
I didn't have nothing to do with
dirty
that.
Time
I
is a dirty motherfucker,
man. Time is a dirty motherfucker, man. That was all business.
Hold on, Tama. Now, I heard, since I got both of y'all on the line, Tama, I heard you did some dirty shit, too.
Yeah, on Rice Street.
Okay,
I was hollering. I was
on Rice Street.
Oh, no, the bar. You know, at the bar. I was supposed to meet the chick at the bar, fell asleep. You went up there.
And you done went up there and fucked
the chick. He went up there and got the bitch. You come home early in the morning, me and Wick like, man, where you been, bro, all night? He like, oh, I got to use the bathroom.
He told us when he came out the bathroom, though.
I know you don't, motherfucker.
Right, he never remember no shit he do.
Hell no.
Now, Charlie, what you telling me is that
girl that did for Rice.
Now, Charlie, what you telling me is you fell asleep and he took it upon himself to go over there and introduce himself.
He took the phone up. Yeah, where you at? Yeah. All right, I'm going to wake him up and tell him. He went up there. She asked where I'm at. She said, oh, he's asleep.
Damn.
I wasn't even mad, though, man. She wasn't up with a little bus anyway.
Right. I understand that. But damn, Tama. You be on
this
phone.
That shit
was
funny.
That shit was funny to me.
You denied it.
I don't remember.
That's like, yeah, dog, on the low.
yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember that, man.
No, because he kills me because he acts holier than thou on this show. Oh, that he just wrong for shit. And this motherfucker over there speaking the pussy. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Jenny.
Man, that was a long time ago, man. He probably done changed. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
That motherfucker ain't changed.
Jenny, you've been on the show for a long ass time. Now, please tell me, do you think that that's even in my character to do some shit like that?
I mean, these are boys. They know you better than me.
I'm asking you.
Right.
Oh. Good,
if somebody told you that about me, would you believe that?
I mean, it don't seem like you, Father Sam.
Thank
I don't put
you.
Nothing past
that
nobody,
did happen.
Though.
I don't remember because it did happen.
Yeah.
You're trying to go public mode right now. Trying to make yourself look good.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's every show. You know, I wouldn't do nothing. You can ask him a hypothetical question. Well, I wouldn't know because I wouldn't do nothing like that. And you done sat there and snuck and got the pussy. Dirty motherfucker.
Like I said, man, I don't remember that. I just don't. Janine already said that ain't even in my character.
The man sitting right here telling you that you did the shit. So he just gonna come on here and lie on you.
I don't remember. I ain't calling him a liar. I'm just saying, I don't remember.
All right, Denise, I see he got the halo over his head now. Now that's a Vikings hat. That ain't no halo.
Man, that nigga changed, man. He changed, bro.
Motherfucker ain't changed. My brother still the same selfish motherfucker since we was kids. it was a situation, an opportunity presented itself, and he took it. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
wasn't no problem.
Like
you
said,
I was known to drop them off back in the day. You know, I used to drop them off like, hey, she ready. I used to drop them off back in the day anyway, like, yeah, she ready. Go ahead.
You did.
Yeah, and I don't know junior shit, you see what I'm saying, but you know what I mean?
No, but all I'm saying is that if the opportunity there, he took it. I mean, we all know who to touch and who not to touch. You know, we know, all right, look, you know that one off limits. You know you can't fuck with that one. You know, hey, that's off limits.
So where's the lady?
Denise, I don't know who you're talking about. Let's see what we got here. He looks so innocent,
so,
but them be the ones.
Y'all always put some woman off limits. How y'all know she wanted to be off limits?
Well, that's the situation.
Those are the rules.
Now, here's the thing. Now, Janine, wait a minute. Hold on, Janine. You bring up a good point. If she don't want to be off limits, then and she say, well, you know, I don't want to be off limits, you know, I mean, in her mind, and she stepped to your boy, then, all right, now, here's the rule of this. Here's the rule of thumb. And, fellas, you need to tell me, hey, dog, she came at me.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, because she wouldn't know you put her off limits, is what I'm saying. So she wouldn't even know that you did that.
Yeah, that could be true, because I done stole the bitch, and she ain't even know it either.
So that's what I'm saying. So even though she was off limits, if she came to you, your boy or whatever, now if he was a true friend, okay, I know y'all probably wouldn't, but... Some motherfuckers would. They wouldn't give a fuck if you said they was off limits or not. If she came to them like that.
Right, well, then, you know, that ain't your boy. I mean, then it's like, all right, well, you know, that ain't your boy. All right, she said who the lady that took over the show last week. She's talking about the Rev.
You forgot about the Rev already.
Yeah. Hey, she called in. I don't. That's timeless, girl.
She was out of pocket, man.
You say what?
She was out of pocket last week. I don't know what fucking room was up. But she was mad because she even called the show.
My thing is, I mean, did you feel like she acted any different than she always acts? She seems to be the same like she always is when she calls the show to me.
Nah, she was a little bit overboard last week. She had something going on.
She always used to talk like that. I don't understand what y'all is saying that's different.
I mean, she did let that bitch word fly. She did let that bitch word fly a lot.
Let me ask y'all a question. And I don't know. Maybe this is just me. I think, you know, the older I get, I don't be wanting all that love shit, like the romance and shit like that. This motherfucking man was like, he just texted me, not texted me, but messaged me and was like, he was like, I want to fuck you so bad. He was like, it ain't, he was like, it was just, he was so direct. And I was just like, oh, that really sound good. Like, do y'all feel like that the older y'all get, y'all just like that romance shit going out the door? It's just like, look, I'm just going to tell you what I feel. This is what it is.
I agree.
Shit, I romance a bitch according. Fuck it. Want to be a thug,
right,
bitch, goddamn,
yeah,
we're going to be thug,
so.
Shit, goddamn, you know what I mean? Shit.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't feel like...
You
want to
walk down the canal?
We're going to
walk down the canal.
You know, I don't think I need to come every time coming to you talking about, you're so round, so firm, so fully packed. Bitch, bring your ass over. I mean, like, my man Frank Goldsby. Right, say sometime I ain't got time for all that court and shit. I get it. my man Law say, hey, it's called Sam, what's on your mind? I got, hey, yeah, I mean, I think we old enough to say that. I think we old enough to say what the fuck we want.
Right.
I mean, shit. I'm too old to be talking about some. You think maybe, you know, you can kiss on it? Bitch, you don't fuck this big ass. What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Shit, I've been walking around here with these damn boxes on all day. You ain't sucked no dick yet. What is the problem?
So Janine, are you talking sexually or just in general?
Oh, I'm talking about sexually.
Oh, okay.
Like, why do it always got to be, you know, I don't know. Do it always got to be about the romance? I don't know. Is that something just like the older you get, you just like, fuck it, I don't need all that shit. This just fuck, you know? Or is that a young person thing?
I think you're trying to develop yourself. I mean, like Charlie said, I mean, it's the courting. But then even like if you get the, I mean, you know, you got some motherfuckers, oh, you didn't even ask me for dinner. I'm not hungry, bitch. I just want to fuck. What is you talking about? Shit. Didn't you, especially when the motherfucker just said, I just cooked something to eat. I cooked for me and the kids just ate. And so therefore, you just ate. So why the fuck do I need to take you to dinner? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I'm going to go by
now
myself. I'll be
now,
back.
I'm
going to take my other dish for dinner.
I got this bottle of legitimate Jack I could bring over. All right, Denise, you saying sometime is cool, though. I mean, what you saying, what's cool? See, I don't understand why. She type more than anybody on here and never call in. I don't get it. But, like, I mean,
see, well, he was talking about going to go take his other woman to dinner. So why don't you just have both women out together?
Man, shit, you can't
don't
put up with that many attitudes.
Don't y'all get tired of doing all that separate shit? Why y'all don't just combine this together?
That's too many miles running at one time for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, well, see, that's something you got to start off from the beginning. Because, you know, you go, okay, that's just like, all right, Denise. I see Denise. I'm just going to use her for example. You know, Denise, me and Denise have been around each other, been in this relationship 2 years. And you say, well, fuck it. I've been fucking with her old girl 6 months. Denise don't want to hear that. She don't want to hear, you know. All right, well, hey, I'm finna bring Janine on over for dinner. Y'all, I mean, you gotta be. That's something y'all gotta set the rules on. Y'all gotta be like, all right, you know. And plus, you gotta know that Denise even like women, or like that type of thing. Now, if she do, then fuck it, let's make this happen. Well, shit, we go out together.
I don't see that happening, man. I don't see that happening.
You don't see what happened.
You can't just bring a motherfucker over. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
Go,
No, you can't.
You can. Yeah, right.
Get the fuck out of here. So you in a relationship with a motherfucker for 2 years, and you just going to bring this random motherfucker you've been fucking with for 6 months. And that's cool. Y'all
No. You didn't hear what we just said. You didn't hear we're going by what Jadeen just said. Jadeen said, well, if you want to meet him, just bring him on. That's what we're saying. But you got to understand the situation with the woman. Now, Jadeen, you said privacy, a lot's going on in-house. All right, well, what's going on in-house? Could I bring her home? Could I bring something to the house? Denise?
And I look, that shit ain't going on in her house.
Look, that's what I say. Look, not going to happen. Oh, boring ass. What if I let you? All right, Ms. Red, what if I let you pick her out? And see, that's a lot. And in a lot of cases, Jadeen, to answer your question, in a lot of cases, you probably could get away with the shit, but then a lot of men feel like, okay, what's the purpose of doing it if I'm going to get a questionnaire behind me? Where you meet at? How long you been talking to me? This, that, and other. You know, who do you like her?
It's not a questionnaire. Those are general questions that we need to know, okay, because it helps you in the long run. You think we just trying to question you about things. We trying to help you.
Okay, but
and you on the same page.
But now here's the thing.
Okay, because if you bring her, wait, hold on, though. If you bring her and then she come talking to me about, oh, yeah, you know, back in like 3-4 years ago, me and him fucked for a while, we was in a relationship, and I'm hearing all this stuff from her. That's a problem.
But now here's my thing. All right, so now what if I already told you ain't nothing happened? I met her, I brought her home. So if I tell you that, if you done that questionnaire to me and said, well, hey, you know what this, hey, and I tell you, hey, I just met an old girl, I don't know her personally, this, that, and the other. And now, if you turn around and question me again and talk about, well, had you fucked her? I just told you I didn't. So there shouldn't be a second questionnaire, am I right?
Right. Now, that's right, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You already told me. Yeah.
All right, well, that's all. All right, now we're back on the same page.
I'm just saying, I should be able to ask. I'm about the woman you want me to sleep with.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, what I'm saying is, some people, some females feel like, okay, I'm going to question it again. You know what I'm saying? I'm a questioning again. Then after that, I'm a question her. I'm gonna get down to the bottom of it. I'm not saying all females, but some do. And that's when you be like, well, why the fuck am I finna put up? Why the fuck am I going? I think that's what I mean. I ain't trying to put words to your mouth, brother, but I think that's what Mr. Charlie was saying when he's like, man, it's too much mouths going. Like if you didn't ran this question by me, I didn't told you, but then the first thing you do is go back and question her with the same damn question, and I'm sitting there like, I just told you this shit. Why are you asking her?
No, because I ain't got to ask them questions, because it's going to come out eventually if somebody lied. I ain't even got to ask.
I think we both trying to say the same thing.
We're saying the same thing. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be asking all them questions. I at least want you to tell me about the girl, so I at least, you know, I got to get to know her. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure
that
me and that big guy is on the same page. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. I don't want her to be telling me stuff that you didn't tell me, and now she's trying to act like, you know, some women just messy. They be trying to get in between your relationships and stuff like that, trying to break you up. I'm just trying to make sure me and the guy are on the same page.
I totally agree. But then, like I said, okay, well, maybe this is not for you what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is in situations like that where a person will ask you, and I think a lot of women, I'm not saying all, but a lot of women, when men like, okay, Jadeen, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of women say the shit that you say. But a lot of them don't go by them rules. They'll say that shit.
Right.
They'll say that shit.
Because they don't
well, you know,
they don't trust you.
Yeah, but then, okay, here's my thing. Why play that game if you don't want to do it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why play
right,
that game? Like, oh, well, I don't
yeah.
care if you bring her. I mean, if you bring her home, then she can just come home. I mean, it's cool. All right, but damn, if you trust me enough to say this, to tell me this, then I say, well, all right. You know, hey, I just met such and such, this, that, and other. Okay, now, yes, you do get to ask that question. Well, I mean, you know her, you know. Nah, I ain't never, you know, I just met her tonight, you know. Now, if I told you I just met her tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just met her tonight. She talking like, you know, cool. She want to meet us. Now, if I told you that, if I just said I just met her tonight, and like I said, I'm not talking to you in particular, but I'm just saying this is a situation that men go through that just tries to get in that situation, that type of life.
Mm-hmm.
Then the motherfucker, you know, the next day, so where you meet her at? Where you know her from? I just told you I met her last night. So you ain't never fucked her. Did I tell you I fucked her? Now it's like, you know what? Never mind. Fuck it. Nah. In a lot of cases, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. A lot of cases, nigga be like, well, you know what? But she acting ass. She gonna act ass. I'm not even finna bring her. But the dude might still fuck with the bitch. I'm not gonna
right.
lie to you. I'm not gonna sit here and say that he not. He might just fuck mm-hmm. with the bitch on his own because in his mind, he feeling like, all right, man, shit, you know, yeah, just like we do. And see, here's the thing, and like I said, I'm not saying you in particular, but I'm just saying a lot of things, women can ruin fucking moods without knowing it. Like, I know men do, because our mouths get us in trouble. But women do not think that their mouth can get them in trouble. Well, I just asked that question. Well, I'm you know what, let me not say trouble. It just like we talk ourselves out a lot of shit, women do too.
Mm.
Now, okay, Ms. Red. She said, that's an open relationship. No, that's not an open relationship. Not if you and her. I'm okay, well, let me just say, I'm my personal opinion. I don't think it's an open relationship if y'all doing it together. Janine, what do you think? Is it an open relationship if y'all doing it together?
Now, I look at an open relationship as if both of us are able to sleep around with other people, and we okay with that.
Right, that's
but
what
if
I
you
think
just bringing a woman home, then no, that's not an open relationship.
Right. I'll just call y'all some stupid motherfuckers.
You say you call us
what?
I just call y'all some freaky motherfuckers. I just call y'all some freaky motherfuckers.
But now here goes the $1 million question. How many times have you done it?
Done what?
Who?
I'm talking to Mr. Charlie.
Oh, shit, I did it a couple of times. Shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It wasn't planned, though. I ain't going to act like it was planned, but it happened. So, shit, hey, shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm shit. Sure.
Okay, my man Ed say romance takes entirely too much energy. You know what? Tama, do you agree with that? Because I see you as the romantic type.
You know, I don't think it takes up that much energy. It only takes up how much energy you put into it. If you think you're putting in too much energy, then yeah, it's probably taking up too much energy. But if you don't, then no, it's not.
All right, so let me ask you, dog. What are you, more the graceful romantic or the motherfucker straightforward?
I'm not a straightforward dude, no. That's not me.
You more the graceful romantic.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I mean, is it times where you rather be the straightforward?
Of course.
So why don't you?
Good question. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like, you know, you were away for so long, you've been a certain way for so long, and then you try to change it up. You know, people look at you like, well, you know, that's not how it was when we first started. You know what I mean?
Close mouth, don't get fed.
That's true.
With no jokes, all bullshit aside, man, have you ever just like just straight up asked for some pussy?
I have.
I'm talking about like, bitch, I'm like, man, yeah, I'm ready to fuck. What's happening?
I have. I'm pretty sure everybody's done that at least once in their life. It did.
Okay. Let's say, all right, out of 10 times, how many times have you think you probably done that? If you only fucked 10 times, and I'm not saying you only fucked 10 times, I'm just saying if you did only fuck 10 times, how many times would you say you've been forceful?
The aggressor, I'd probably say 3 out of 10 tops.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, you ain't always got to be forceful, man. Sometimes it works to your advantage not to be forceful.
Yeah, it's not to say you got to always be forceful, but sometimes
you don't always got to be forceful,
you know?
But I mean, I guess you got to read the room. You know, sometimes you just got to read the rooms. You got this motherfucker over there talking aggressive to you, shit. You going to throw some flower petals on the bed? Wait, then put these petals on the bed. Or you going to throw her ass down there and just, hey, fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
They said, hey, Denise said, you sounded surprised when you said that it worked.
I think she's referring that to you.
No, she's talking about you.
Well, I definitely was surprised when you said it worked. I can't picture you as the aggressor. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, teach his own. I mean, like I said, I see you more as the romantic type. I see you more as the, you know, hey, baby, how you doing? Well, you seem like the type to want to give a massage before you try to unbuckle her pants.
I've done that before.
I mean, I know. I mean, I'm just saying. It seems that, like, you're that type. I mean, what works for you works for you. Shit, you know. I me personally, my hand, my fingers hurt. Shit.
Just selfish.
Hey, my fingers hurt. Suck my dick.
Just selfish. Yeah. And see, and then y'all wonder why women go off and do what they do. Oh, goodness, that's what I'm just talking
about. Well, I mean, then time is the man. So you said time is the man.
I'm saying it ain't got to be like that all the time, but sometimes you do like it like that.
Okay, I'm just saying, me personally, like I said, I just try to read the room. You know,
well,
if
I think most women appreciate that.
If they're in the mood, then yeah.
Yeah, if that's what we're in the mood, I'm going to say if that's what we're in the mood for, but not all the time.
I say you just got to read the room. Like, it's shit. You know, if you see her moving elegantly and, you know, sexually and, you know, kind of, you know, she got the little perfume on and a nice little negligee and all that shit, and you know, you can read the room. Now that motherfucker walk out butt booty ass naked, look at you and lay in the bed, and you know it. Hey, jump off the dresser. Hey, you just got to read the room. All right, look, see, like Denise, sometimes we just want that beat down.
But it's funny how, you know, we as women, it just seems like we're not supposed to be the ones to be the aggressor and say we want it. Like, I don't know. And this, you know, if we say we want it, it's just like, oh, well, you know, she just, like, we just saying something.
No, I don't think that's true.
That's true. Now, it's just me because, you know, I've heard some people say, I want it too much. And I'll be like, what is you talking about? Well, maybe you just not the person for me.
Because if
I want it too much, then and you don't feel like you can give it to me as much as I want it, then I need to find somebody who can.
I mean, okay, yeah. That's just like, okay. Okay, so you said in a sense of like, you laying there, he laying there. You roll over on him. You know, you might get to touching and pulling on him, and he, not tonight. Hey, damn, you want it too much.
Yeah. Like, we could have just had sex earlier that day or something. Shit, I don't give a fuck. Why can't we have sex twice a day? Why can't we have, you know, maybe we might have sex twice a day for a whole week, and then that next week I'm like, oh, I'm tired now. You know what I'm saying? And I might be good for, you know, a few days or whatever.
Now, hold on, Janine. You can't just turn it off like that. You gave it to him twice a week. Oh, I'm so tired out. Shit, you better go get that damn energy drink. Shit, now who being jealous? What'd you say earlier? Just be a selfish.
I'm not saying if you see a woman, I'm gonna say no. I'm just saying I'm saying from my perspective, I might be okay for a couple of days. Then I'm just gonna start back up again. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna tell you no, but I'm just saying. Yeah, but I've heard men tell me that like I want it too much, like, and then you know when I go get it from somebody else, then it's a problem. Well, it shouldn't be a problem because if I'm with you and you're the person I'm with and I say I want some and you can't give it to me, then I feel like I got the right to get it from somebody else, which is why men do it too. Because if, you know, women constantly tell them, no, I got a headache and this shit, this and that, and shit here and that, and whatever that y'all be telling them, I don't know what the fuck y'all be saying. But...
Preach.
Then of course they gonna feel like, well, shit, I can get it from somebody else. Then you ain't giving it to me. And I be hearing some of these men, I be like, hey, you, this is your wife.
Mm-hmm.
This is who you is married to. Oh my goodness, I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
Like I say, I mean, if you sitting there saying stop, no, and don't every time when you should be saying no, don't stop, man, yeah,
right.
Yeah, definitely a problem there.
Well,
I mean, like I say, I just feel like motherfuckers should know how to read the room. I mean, like y'all said, some days y'all don't want just a motherfucker to just jump up and down on you, but then some days you do. You just got to know. You got to kind of figure it out.
Right.
You can't just come in there every day, baby, let me kiss on you, let me hold you, let me rub you, let me caress you. Boy, move, shit.
If you don't move, Pepe.
Right. Them Pepe Le Pew ass all out of here.
Pepe Le Pew.
I'm just saying. Hey, but check this out, y'all. We still got the game, man. I mean, like I said, I'm tired of asking you motherfuckers, so I'm going to let you know we still got the game on deck. do a drink. Y'all want to play, you know, hit a boy, hit me, hit time up. Let me know y'all want to play. You know what I'm saying? We get it going. Oh, man. All right, my girl, what Denise talking about? So I just read an article that says women's sex drive get higher as they get older. I heard that, too.
Yeah, and I think so. I do agree. I do agree.
You know what? Now I read somewhere, and I don't know. I don't know. I'm not an avid weed smoker, so I don't know. But it said that men lose their sex drive. The more, like, if you're a constant weed smoker, you lose your sex drive. The older you get. Like, a motherfucker rather just smoke a blunt and just chill.
Well, shit, it probably relax y'all, so shit.
I mean, I get it.
Get hard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know weed is definitely, a depressant, so. They said, like, you know, chronic weed.
I ain't nothing depressing about the weed I smoke. That shit make me happy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know to say yes or no. You know what I'm saying? You
and
know
make
I ain't
my pain go away.
You said make your pain go away. Okay. Well, dog, what about your sex drive? No homo, but what about your sex drive?
Should I fuck when I wanna fuck? Fuck you mean?
I'm just saying.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I'm just saying. The question was that they said that throughout studies, they said that weed, in the long run, the older you get, kills your sex drive. If you're like,
I can't speak to nobody else. I'm good though. Like I said, when I get ready to fuck, I'm fucking. You know what I mean? Yeah, I say let's fuck again.
Okay,
okay. You go on in. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Man, this motherfucker's pissing me off. All right, y'all, I'm having a little technical difficulties. Can everybody still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. No, the studio went out for a hot second. Okay. Yeah. All right, I think I'm back as far as the video part. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, now where was we at? Yeah, Ms. Red. Ms. Red said, "Yep, they would develop a problem with getting with erecting." Yeah.
From smoking weed?
That's what was said, but now she's saying the same for drinking too much. I beg to differ about that one.
If it affects our blood pressure, that's what it starts affecting it.
Oh well, I guess I'm going down. I'm going down with my blood pressure 230/200. I'm not stopping. I'm just saying shit. Hey, so wait a minute. What you telling me is these pills finna stop my yang? Oh, you can take these motherfuckers with you. Take these motherfuckers with you. I'm going to just exercise. I'm going to take my chances on exercise. Mm-hmm. You know they got those little blue diamonds out there now.
Right. A lot of pills out now. They got a lot of different kinds.
Denise said a lot of these men taking them do-it pills. You know what? I remember when them motherfuckers first came out, I was working with some guys. I was working with some older guys. And I'm talking about late 50s and 60s. Man, when them motherfucking Viagra first came out, man, like, you know, and I worked in the projects. I worked for the housing authority, you know, and a lot of them women was getting that little, you know, a lot of women was getting changed from the maintenance men, you know, and all they figured out all they had to do was a little patting and turning, you know, and, you know, show a little ass, show a titty or something, you know, they felt like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers can't get hard, and I guess at the point in time they couldn't, so that's how they were getting their little, you know, they little motherfucking, they come up with. Shit, them motherfucking blue diamonds came out. They was cashing in them receipts. Oh, nah, baby, you owe me today. Look here when I tell you. I ain't gonna call this dang. I'm just gonna call. Shout out to Ty. Rest in peace. Man, this dude kept his shit in his front pocket. You heard me? When he walked, you heard the motherfucker. I'm like, what is that in your pocket? You goddamn blue diamonds. Oh, that bitch, she thinks she finna get this motherfucker $50 a day? Oh, yeah. It's shit. Man, hey. Them motherfuckers probably gave worms to half the project. They old ass was shooting them out.
Well, hell, even the young ones taking it now.
Why? Man, that is so fucked up. But you're right. These young motherfuckers got to take pills now to get their shit on.
Right.
Denise finna go to jail.
What?
Denise, I'm talking about my husband was against it, but she put some in his salad.
I thought I was about to say that. You're going to get crushed up in your drink or something.
Oh, y'all ain't shit. And these, hey, now you just drugged that man. Wait a minute. She go on to say, hell, he couldn't believe it. He thought he had turned to Superman. Oh, he found it. You like that? She like, yeah. Hey. She got the pills in her head talking about chick, 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 chick. Oh, man, Denise, you is horrible. Oh, man, she says, that's why I'm divorced. Oh, shit, okay. Hey, right, Denise, you was Bill Cosby and motherfuckers. Yeah, but them old, I'm telling you, man, them old.
You can't do that with your wife or husband. I don't agree with that.
What? You can't what?
I don't think that's no crime. Shit. Because you're trying to get them to have sex with shit. What the hell are you supposed to be doing?
Yeah, like I said, I know for a fact, shit, them motherfucking, hey. A lot of them women had to pay that ticket, boy. I mean, them old motherfuckers was swapping them bitches out. You hear me? Like, motherfucker, hey, Bill, come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me get two of them blue diamonds. Nah, motherfucker. I'll give you three back there as soon as I get my motherfucking pills. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers. And was serious. Like, dude, hey. Shit, them motherfuckers, hey. Oh, shit, man. I see some motherfuckers come and go out there motherfucking projects, boy. Well, I see, hey. Hey, Timer. That one motherfucker I see, he thought he saw a ghost when he saw me.
Who was that?
I ain't gonna say no names, but you know who I'm talking about. You know him real well.
right, well, tell me off air.
Motherfucker. Oh, goddamn, boy. Hey. Oh, goddamn, boy. Hey. goddamn Blue Diamonds had everybody running strong. I mean, motherfuckers running mighty strong back then. Denise ain't shit. She gonna put on there. I helped him believe. Goddamn, this man that thought he didn't got his shit back in right focus. I ain't gonna lie. I be like, babe, fix me up on them salads. It must be a motherfucking roughage in that motherfucker. God damn, what type of tomatoes you putting in that bitch? he eating salad every night thinking that was the fuck that got him back on point.
She probably gave him too much confidence. I hope he ain't trying to go to somebody else. Now he probably on the
right
one.
Right.
There you go, bitch.
Hey, he hollered. Wait. You was just right the other day. Quit fucking with me. Hold on, baby. Hold on one second. I need to call my ex-wife real quick. Denise, you got any more of that salad left? I'll be right back, baby. He in there biting tomatoes and eating lettuce, biting tomatoes and and pour a Thousand Island dressing in his mouth. God, what the fuck was the ingredients? Trying to get this motherfucker
salad.
What the fuck was in that salad? Shit. Motherfucker just grabbed a whole box of croutons, just chewing them motherfuckers. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Right. He talking about he over there like, hey, boy, I tell you, that's a crude joke to play Denise. She say he over there like, come on, I know you can do it. You did it back then. Come on. Oh, man, that's so fucked up. That's cruel. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
I see it on TV sometimes. Do y'all really do that? Do you really talk to AD?
You say what?
I see it on TV sometimes, but do men really do that, talk to their dudes?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like
I'm going to tell you. Like, now, look, I'm going to tell you, that COVID shit is real. That COVID shit is real. And the symptoms of that shit, one major symptom is shit don't get hard. Now, here's the fucked up part. Now, this is so fucked up. Now, y'all probably think I'm retarded. But I was so happy to know I had COVID, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, Lord, it's COVID. Thank God. Whew. Started this motherfucker just start wrecking. It's COVID. Oh. Denise, you know how that was cruel. Shit. That man over there eating salad and all type of shit. He just biting in carrots and peppers and all kind of shit, thinking that he got those in that salad.
Five times you talking to your dude, too. Is that a
man? Oh, hell no. Hell no, I don't take no pills. Shit.
Yeah, we've had conversations.
Nope.
What?
But we had conversations, but let me ask y'all a question. I know everybody saw it, but how many of y'all feeling that power raising came?
I liked it.
What is that?
Power. They got is the power called?
Oh, Raising Kanan?
Yeah, Raising Kanan.
Oh, nice.
So, I watched it. I actually liked it.
Okay, I did too. Surprisingly, I actually enjoyed it. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the rest of the season. I was against it at first. I thought, I don't see how this shit gonna work, but That's your work problem. You mean you didn't watch it? You gotta watch it.
Nah, I ain't watching.
I think you know what. I think if it's done right, it's gonna be okay. Cause like you said, it's like you know the ending. You know how his life ended. His ass started. You know, so here's the thing about it is that you might get a chance to see him, Tommy, and Ghost react some shit because it's all about, I guess it's supposed to go all the way up to the point where, you know, where he comes in on power. So with that part, at some point, you got to introduce Tommy and Ghost back into it. I mean, maybe not the same actors, but, you know, still, yeah, at some point, Tommy and Ghost is going to be a part of this.
They got to be.
Right, so.
He want to talk them.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it got to go somewhere with that. So, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Like I said, the first episode,
yeah.
I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, I'll probably watch the whole season. And then they got Tommy's coming on right after he is.
Right. Well, I'm
just kind of looking forward to it. I'm going to keep my Star subscription.
Well, I think it's going to turn out pretty good. Hey, but before we get off the air, I know we got a little time left before we get off the air. I want y'all to know that I've been hollering at my guy, and some new Sin City cartoons are on its way. Definitely got some new stuff in the works. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all like them Sin City cartoons, we got some new stuff going. You know, me and him sat down, chopped it up. Shouts out to my guy Latwan Woods. I mean, hey, we got some big plans. We got some big plans for these cartoons. We definitely got some big plans for these cartoons. So y'all keep it on. Y'all keep an eye out on it. Sin City the cartoon, new episodes coming up real soon.
That's what's up.
All right,
man. Let's get the hell up out of here. Charlie, you still there, man? Alright.
Charlie, fell asleep.
Janine?
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Good show, good talk style. I want to know what y'all think. I want to know what type of conversation y'all had.
What? Well, you gotta. It all depends on the mood.
Y'all can't tell us.
Y'all
can't tell us what y'all be talking about.
Oh shit! I mean, it all depends on the mood. Like you, sometimes you might have to. You know, I think the biggest conversation that you probably have with your dick is, "Hi, motherfucker. We finna get this pussy." Don't you bust early, motherfucker. Don't bust early. Do not bust early. Yeah, hey, look, motherfucker. We didn't, especially when y'all get to looking, you know, when y'all looking right and that shit feeling right and you like, oh, Lord. And, you know, she looking y'all in your eye and you hearing those, oh, you know, the little moans and shit. You know, hey, I know you down there. You got to tell them you're doing a great job. You're doing a great fucking job. don't fuck this up for us. Don't fuck this up. Yeah, you got some time. You got to talk to him. I mean, mental telepathy.
Yeah, you either talk right before or right after.
Nah, shit, you talk, hey, some of them, you better talk during. Look here, when that nigga, when that motherfucker eyes roll in the back of his head, he talking to his dick. Oh, God, motherfucker, don't you dare come. Don't you come right now. This shit's feeling too good. That motherfucker, you talking about what? That motherfucker looking up like he finna howl at any minute. Ow! He look like he looking at the... He looking straight at the ceiling. He talking to his dick at that point. Then he get that Captain Kirk look in his eyes. When he get that Captain Kirk look in his eyes, that's when Scotty's talking to him. I'm giving it all she's got. She's about to blow. But you know what fucks me up about women? You know what fucks me up? And before we get out of here, we got a couple of more minutes. Maybe y'all can answer this for me. How the fuck do y'all know when we about to come? Because it's been times when a motherfucker, you about to come, the motherfucker, you ain't said shit. And the motherfucker be like, you bet not. You bet I bet you I ain't even said that to you yet. How the fuck is
you know,
how the fuck
a
do
woman
y'all
told
know?
Me a woman told me that they can feel your dick vibrate.
Feel it. Yeah. We can feel it.
That's how they know.
No, Denise. We look stupid once we're coming. We don't look stupid before. We don't just because y'all look stupid. No, we look stupid once we're coming.
But now some men do have a facial expression that they give off when they're about to thug.
Okay. Ms. Red
so
said it's the motion.
On the
Denise say pulsating. Mm-hmm. All right, Janine, you say it's the what do you say?
I agree with all of it. The pulsating, and I think it depends on the man. Some men have a look when they about to come. You could just tell in their face.
I'll probably be looking ugly than a motherfucker. Shit. I did not know this boy was half retarded. Hey. One eye going this way, one eye go that way. That's just shit. I don't be knowing how I look, but at that point, I really don't give a fuck. I don't care if you think I look like radio. I don't care.
Well, how the person take a picture? Everybody take a picture of their cum face, like when they about to cum. We gonna shoot over there.
Shit. Well, I think you know what? I figure it ain't too bad if the motherfucker give me some old pussy. So I must not be looking too bad.
All right.
I'm done. I'm trying to smoke this fucking cigarette. You say what? Okay. All right, y'all. We can get the hell up out of here. Y'all know what it is. Sin City Radio. Hey, check us out. Y'all go on YouTube. Check us out, Sin City. Check us out, Sin City Movie. We still got the, Indiana True. God damn, I can't even get the motherfucker out right now.
G Indiana
True Ivanhoe Stories. I gotta say, man, we got it all. Go to Kazone.com. Oh, I got some new shit on Kazone.com. Y'all need to check that shit out. It's called Hope. Y'all gonna love it. All right, dog.
All right, thank you for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, heckles. God bless. Good night, everybody. Be safe. We out.
My right.